Epic Book List. Recommended reading for July 3rd to 9th. This week, we feature a tribute to the American perspective from beloved historian David McCullough and a thought-provoking novel about family bonds and the ethics of war. History: The American Spirit, Who We Are and What We Stand For, by David McCullough. David McCullough was one of the most revered historians in our nation's history. A two-time Pulitzer Prize and National Book Award winner, as well as the recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, he was one of the most vocal proponents of what made America special. This book is a collection of 15 speeches about American people and principles, which he gave over the course of his career. For those wanting to celebrate the wonder of the American spirit this 250th, this book is a wise choice. Simon & Schuster, 2017, 192 pages. The Hardest, Longest Race: Henry Ford and the Cross-Country Contest That Changed America, by Eric Moskowitz. In 1909, M. Robert Guggenheim sponsored the most audacious auto race in history, from New York City to Seattle. The existing road network was primitive. West of the Mississippi, there were no paved highways and few roads graded for motor vehicles. Two companies, Ford and Shawmut, saw the race as a way to promote their brands. Through grit, occasional cheating, and bribing ferry operators to slow competitors, Ford crossed the finish line first. This book shows America at the dawn of the auto age. St. Martin's Press, 2026, 368 pages. Biography: Agatha Christie, Mother of the Cozy Mystery, by Nancy West. Known as the Mother of the Cozy Mystery and the Queen of Crime, Christie's novels and short stories have enthralled readers for over a century. She stands next to Shakespeare as the best-selling fiction writer of all time. West pays lively homage to Christie's work while delving into her life and addressing some mysteries of her own. Like the other books in the Pocket Portrait series, this small volume isn't only informative, it's also beautiful in its layout. A boon for Christie fans. Adams Media, 2026, 240 pages. Novel: Emmett, by Roger L. Simon. Benjamin Ben Golub is a reluctant rabbi whose faith wavers. A freak tornado hits his Nashville temple, leaving a man-shaped lump of mud in his backyard. Impulsively, he writes M.E.T. on the lump's head. Unwittingly, he has raised a golem, a legendary creature that protects Jews. Its first act brings the man who brutally murdered the niece of a congregant to justice. Ben soon learns the line between protector and monster is thin, and he must ensure his golem stays on the right side of it. Green Hills Books, 2026, 248 pages. Classics: A Son at the Front, by Edith Wharton. Published in 1923 and based on Wharton's time in France during World War I, this novel gives us expat and portrait artist John Compton, whose Parisian-born son, George, must join the army and leave for the front. Compton and his ex-wife try everything to keep George from the fight. Wharton paints a vivid picture of Paris in wartime. The anxiety with the arrival of the daily papers, the river of letters dispatched to the combatants, and more. A tragic reminder of the costs of war. Dover Publications, 2023, 256 pages. For kids: The 4th of July Story, by Alice Dalgliesh and Marie Nonnast. Illuminating the significance of celebrating America's birthday, Alice Dalgliesh presents the story of our nation's founding in clear, engaging prose. Paired with beautiful, classic illustrations, this informative picture book introduces the Declaration of Independence and the sacrifices made in the pursuit of liberty and self-government. Aladdin, 1995, 32 pages. What arts and culture topics would you like us to cover? Please email ideas or feedback to features@epictimes.nyc.